made by students for students. This is USA Votes 2016.
Hello and welcome back to the radio coverage of this monumental US election.
You're back with Emily Shepherd and Charlotte Petty, and things obviously are wrapping up pretty quickly in this monumental election.
Yes, this is very much looking like Donald Trump's night, as according to Fox News, he's just 16 votes away from becoming the 45th president of the United States. How has it come to this, and what will this mean for America?
Now the latest with Josh Anderson Gray.
Thank you, ladies. Donald Trump is edging closer to the White House. He has added Georgia to his list of spoils, which Clinton had hoped to take away from the Republicans. There is now a chance Mr. Trump could win the Electoral College vote, but lose the popular vote. Attention now turns to potential swing states in Wisconsin, Michigan, New Hampshire, and the Midwest, Nevada. The Republicans are expected to hold the Senate and have already held control of the House of Representatives, meaning the party is on course to control the executive and legislature. The state of California has voted to legalize the recreational use of marijuana and is paving the way for the largest commercial marijuana market in the US. The person who opened fire in Azusa, California, killing one person and causing two polling stations to close, has been found dead in a nearby home. Investigators initially said the shooter was a woman, before later announcing that it was indeed a man. Finally, the loudly crying emoji is now trending in the aftermath of Trump's recent wins. Over to you, ladies.
Thanks, Josh. We're now going to our Washington correspondent, Luke Hastings. Hi, Luke.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, very good, actually.
Yeah, really?
Well, I mean, as good as you can be at this stage. Yeah, what is, it's a real shock over here.
Yeah, what's actually happening over there then?
Well, right now, actually, we've just, it's wrapping up because it's almost over. I mean, Donald Trump is almost certain now to take the White House. We're actually just doing a few calculations a few minutes ago, and he actually could get to the 300 mark, so around 30 over what he actually needs. So it's going to be quite a convincing win here. And with the Senate and the House going to the Republicans, he's going to have no issues like Obama's had. He's going to be very, very powerful.
See, we were going to ask you if there's any chance Clinton could win it, but I'm guessing she can't now with your calculations.
Yeah, well, we've got a map up here, and we're all looking at it, and we're thinking, with the projections that are going on at the moment and how Trump's winning quite a lot of the states, it's just not really going to happen. We just can't see it here. I think there's the feeling in the room is that of acceptance that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, of course. You said that obviously he's going to have a strong Republican backing, but obviously during the campaign, he kind of lost the support of his own party. Like, is that changed now? Now he's actually, well, potentially going to be the president. Are they deciding to go back behind him?
Well, that's very true, actually. And that'll be really interesting to see over the coming weeks and months. Just to see whether he can actually rally the Republicans behind him, because we could see a situation where Donald Trump's the president and the Senate and the House, despite being Republican, won't get behind him. And that would be a really interesting thing to see, in the next few months.
So do they agree with a lot of his policies? Obviously, I don't think many people, we thought nobody agreed with Trump's policies, but obviously a lot of them do. Do his party match that, or are they kind of going to wing their own, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Honestly, with that, only time will tell. It depends whether the Republicans think, right, we can actually get some stuff done that we want to do now, because if they have full control, they can pass things that they could not possibly dream of with a Barack Obama presidency or a Democratic presidency.
Yeah, of course. Luke, are you okay to stay on the line with us? We talk a bit more?
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, aside from the main election tonight, Americans have been voting on a range of ballot initiatives around the country. Our political pundit Joshua Coates is here to give us a rundown on the nation's decisions with regards to these other initiatives.
Yes, there's lots to talk about, and I'll just start with marijuana. California voters have approved recreational marijuana, which is a massive victory in the fight for cannabis legalisation, I should say. Obviously, this could lead to the largest commercial pot market in the United States. Also, earlier on in the night, Florida voters passed a constitutional amendment to legalise medical marijuana. Massachusetts have voted for recreational pot, extending legal weed from coast to coast, and North Dakota has approved medical weed. In Arizona, they have voted to raise their minimum wage tonight, making them the first state to do so. The state will raise the rate to $12 an hour by 2020. In South Dakota, there was a referendum on whether to lower the minimum wage for younger workers than 18. Residents have voted against this law, which have exempted the youth from the new minimum wage, which was increased to $8.50 in 2014. With regards to climate change, Florida voters have said no to Amendment 1, which would have restricted the ability of homeowners to sell electricity they create through rooftop solar panels to the grid. Healthcare is another important topic, and Colorado has voted against the creation of a single-payer healthcare system that would have made the state the first in the country to have universal government-run healthcare.
Now, we understand that several states were also voting on the death penalty, but do you have any updates on us for that?
Well, Oklahoma have passed a measure to reaffirm the state's commitment to a death penalty after the state attorney general suspended executions last year. However, the verdicts have not been announced as of yet in California, but there are two competing measures on the ballot, one which will abolish the death penalty and one which will speed up the process of the state's 741 death row inmates. As far as Nebraska is concerned, they had an unusual proposal on the ballot to reinstate the death penalty after state lawmakers repealed it in 2015. But as I said, decisions have not been made and have not been announced yet.
That's great. Thank you, Josh. And we are joined in the studio by Bettina and Alistair to find out their thoughts and what Josh had to say. So, guys, obviously death penalty and marijuana, very kind of big topics to talk about. What's your kind of view on it?
Indeed.
Bit of the end of the spectrum of both of them, but yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know. I think I have a quite clear... My personal belief is that, you know, if drugs are free and legal, then, you know, you could always put some tax on it and make those tax work for, like, hospitals or make sure that the infrastructure works better. Instead of, you know, basically giving it to the drug lords. Yeah. And with death penalty, I don't really know about that one.
Both cases are huge reflections of how incredibly divided America is. I mean, this is, and its election and everything that's gone with it has been divided so massively on the line in between urban and rural. I mean, the rural population has massively backed Trump to a huge extent, and again those populations are very strongly supportive of the death penalty and sort of measures in those directions, and you compare them to areas where you have large urban populations where things like drug legalization, gay and transgender rights, things like that are hugely popular. And I think this is going to be a tension that's going to continue to exist and probably get worse in America, where you've got sort of rural areas that really want social conservatism, family values, and in urban sort of populations that are becoming increasingly liberal in terms of their distribution. And I don't think that is going to change. And yeah. I mean, that's going to be something that's going to continue to divide America going for a long time forwards.
Yeah, it's definitely a very divided America that the next president is facing. Somehow needs to bring them together, find something that can, well, yeah, bring America back together again.
Made by students, for students. This is USA Votes 2016.
Sorry about that, a bit of a technical issue there. I just wanted to backtrack something Bettina said. You mentioned Trump and talking about drug lords getting money, but I think in his campaign he said, like, legalising marijuana, it would take the profit away from them. Like, do you think that's kind of... that will happen, or do you think it's kind of him just all talk?
No, I think there's actually a point to that, quite surprisingly.
Yeah. you seem very surprised.
In a way, but said. Yeah, but I do think there is a point to that, because giving the marijuana, giving that to the public, you can put taxes on it and somehow use that tax to give back to the public. Mm. So... yes, I will say there is truth to that, surprisingly.
I mean, one of the interesting things with Trump, and I mean, we've been so massively focused on the all the sort of scandals or the different sort of racial dynamic to his campaign, the way he's treated people, all those things. But actually, and the thing that's been forgotten is actually he has, in some areas, quite a liberal position on things like trade, on things in terms of tax, in terms of government interference, in terms of trying to bring back jobs, and in terms of some things like drug legalization and areas like that. So, I mean, it's going to be, and it's not something that's been explored hugely, and it's going to be hugely questionable whether how his Republican Congress is going to reformat that. I mean, my personal perspective, this is such a shock result, and I mean, nobody saw this coming. That I think that generally the Republican Party has followed winners. I mean, there is no party almost in world politics that is more dedicated to just trying to win elections. And as long as he's willing to sort of stick to some of their key belief, ideological beliefs, which is low taxes, sort of social conservatism on issues around sort of gay and women's rights and sort of family values, then I think they're going to allow it. They're going to follow him pretty much wherever they want to go.
Lovely, thank you. So we're now going to be joined by Alex Tenenbaum in Connecticut. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
I'm here with two of my friends, two Americans.
How are you feeling about the election?
Disbelief, probably characterised it. I mean, there was a long stage of sort of denial about what was going on, and a lot of sadness, really. A lot of people crying.
Really?
Yeah. I was in the library. I've got a test tomorrow, actually. But it's going to be hard.
Yeah. I think you could power through it, though. Our students are good at doing that.
It's going to be tough day.
Believe me, honestly, it's hard. Like, even in like the UK, we are struggling to believe it's happening. Like, what's the kind of atmosphere around the whole of uni? Like, is anyone happy at the uni?
I mean, we're a fairly liberal campus. There are some closeted Trump supporters, but very few people have come out in public support of them. Walking back, there are a ton of people just shouting, primal screaming sort of outside their dorms just because of their frustration. People are just sort of angry, in dismay. Tomorrow's going to be very interesting to see. Everyone I've sort of seen has just looked at me just sort of like, what the hell's happened? A lot of hugs.
Yeah, a lot of looks and hugs going on here as well.
And you say with your two friends there, what are their opinions on the whole election?
I'm really scared for women, especially.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm struggling to figure out how I really feel about it. It seems surreal. It's really weird.
Are you crying right now? You sound very distraught.
I'm on the verge of tears right now.
It's a very shock election, and I think a lot of people are with you on that. A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are angry as well, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. There's a definite like layer of anger and sadness, and it's just a really weird mixture of emotions.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even there. We don't have any say in the US election, but we can definitely feel the vibe. Yeah. I mean, we've been here all night, and it's been an amazing experience, but I can definitely say this election has put such a bad vibe on it all.
This result has kind of definitely turned it upside down anyway. Yeah. It started off very upbeat and happy, and everyone's kind of gone a bit, oh, it's actually happened. He's potentially the next president.
Yeah, I'm just shocked that so many people over here can feel like someone like Donald can represent the country.
Yeah, obviously, good luck with it, and obviously, try to see the best side of it. There is a good side that Clinton has just won Nevada, so that is an upbeat side, but obviously, it may be too late at this point. Thank you very much.
Okay, lovely. So, that is us for now. Join us again in 15 minutes, but now we're going to hand you back over to the TV studio.
USA Votes 2016.